Thank you for waiting. Welcome to Eternit's conference call on fourth quarter 2013 and fiscal 2013 earnings results. With us today in this conference call is in São Paulo, Mr. Rodrigo Luz, Eternit's Investor Relations Manager. At this time, all lines are in a listen-only mode. Later, there will be a question and answer session, and instructions to participate will be given at that time. If you need assistance during the call, please press the star key followed by zero. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded and also broadcast live on www.eternit.com.br/IR. A slide presentation and the earnings release are also available on this website for download. Before proceeding, let me mention that forward-looking statements are being made under the safe harbor of the Securities Litigation Reform Act of 1996. Actual performance could differ materially from those anticipated in any forward-looking comments as a result of macroeconomic conditions, market risks, and other factors. It is now my pleasure to turn the call over to Mr. Rodrigo Luz, Eternit's Investor Relations Manager. Please, Mr. Rodrigo, you may continue. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Eternit's fourth quarter 2013 earnings release. Here with me are Mr. Sergio Alexandre Meleiros, Chairman of the Board, and the IR team. In slide number three, for those who are with us for the first time, Eternit is the largest and most diversified roofing solutions company in Brazil, present in four segments. First segment, fiber cement, with five plants located in the south, the southeast, center-west, and northeast of Brazil, and we have a 31 market share in this segment. Another one are concrete tiles. We have six plants all over Brazil in the south, southeast, midwest, and northeast of the country. And we also lead this market with a market share of 30%. Third segment is Cruzatil Mining. We have a mine in Goiás in the midwest of Brazil, and it accounts for 15% of the world's production of chrysotil, and we are the world's third largest producer of chrysotil. Last segment is sanitary ware production, and we entered this business with third-party capacity, but as soon as we had volumes that would warrant to have our own operations, as we are investing in Ceará, in our joint venture with Ceramica of the Corona Group, today we already feature as a large manufacturer in the segment, and this plant is about to be inaugurated, and it will have an initial capacity of 1.5 million pieces. As regards highlights of the period, slide number four, here we have a comparison between fourth quarter 2012 and fourth quarter 2013. We performed very well when compared to the industry. The sales volume of chrysotile mineral dropped by 9.5% because part of the volume was not shipped abroad in December owing to complexities in logistics. Fiber cement is virtually stable, and concrete tiles dropped by 2.2% owing to a reduction in high-end roofing demand. And net revenue amounted to 253 million, virtually stable, because the drop that was just mentioned was offset owing to rising mining costs as a result of a word-only stop for maintenance of our industrial park. EBITDA fell by 21% to 42.3 million in the fourth quarter. Net income in turn also went down by 12.8%, amounting to 25 million. Over this period, Eternit was acknowledged with awards. We received an award for Best Annual Report by Ebrasca and the Quality Award granted by APIMEC São Paulo because our public meeting was among the 10 top meetings in 2013. Now let's talk about our operational performance. In slide number 6, in the chrysotile segment, our strategy is to attach priority to the domestic market and export the surplus. Along this line, the Summa Mining Company accounted for 100% of the supply of chrysotile on the domestic market. That is, the domestic market imported no asbestos in 2013. Summa was able to supply 100% of the demand. Now, the change in volumes is owed to the part of the volume that was sold in December abroad but was not shipped owing to logistic complexities. And this is why we failed to close 2013 at 300,000 tons, which is our annual capacity. In slide number 7, in fiber cement, the volume sold in the fourth quarter remained virtually unchanged, and in the year there was a 5% growth owing to the competitiveness of this product in roofing solutions. In slide number 8, concrete tiles, we have a drop in the quarter and in the year, refers to a drop in demand for high-end roofing solutions. Now let's talk about economic and financial performance. I'm in slide 10, consolidated net revenue. So despite the slump in volumes of chrysotile and concrete tiles, consolidated net revenue amounted to 253 million, virtually stable vis-a-vis the same period last year. And in the year, there was a growth to the tune of 5.6 owing to an appropriate commercial policy and the appreciation of the dollar against the dollar, which had a positive impact on our exports. Slide number 11, talking about mining costs and production costs. Costs remained virtually unchanged in terms of compared to the previous quarter's breakdown. In the previous slide, I talked about maintenance of our mines, and owing to rock handling and a stop owing to maintenance, the net margin fell and closed the quarter at 38%, but in the year our gross margin was 40%, and that trend that we had already mentioned to you, which is ideal for our industry, of about 40%, gross margin of about 40%. slide 12, talking about the bitta. In addition to the slump in volumes and this once-only increase in mining costs, EBITDA fell by 21% in the quarter, and in the year it didn't change. It virtually remained unaltered, and this shows that this cost increase in mining was really something that is not going to be repeated. In the year, we got 168 million. And the margin was 19. It's worth pointing out that in 2013, the implementation costs for the sites of Manaus and Fortaleza already are reflected here in our EBITDA and in our net income that fell by 12.8% to 25 million. And in the year, dropped by 9.5%. In turn, the net margin in the quarter was 2% and in the year 11%. Talking about capital expenditures now, Eternit in 2013 kept a focus on investments and invested around 94 million in line with what was announced in 2013. So we have kept up the expectation of investments, and this means an increase of 35% against 2012. So this amount, 52 million went to maintenance and revamping of the industrial park, 29 million were allocated to the sanitary ware plant. Here we're talking about CapEx and OPEX, and 11 million, 13 million was invested in the Manaus site. For 2014, we expect to invest 110 million. And the company will try to use third-party funds. In slide 16, we have a few pictures here to share with you to talk about the sanitary ware plant in Ceará. The plant is ready. We are now doing the landscaping of this site, this plant, and we're now testing the equipment to start up operations. So here we have a few pictures of the foundry area where we make the ceramics and casting for sanitary ware. Here you can see the furnace, intermittent furnace, which is a smaller furnace for production. And underneath we see the first pieces produced. As I said, we are replacing equipment. The continuous furnace will be operational this week, and after testing, we will inaugurate the plant. Now, on page 18, we talk about the capital markets performance. We have our ownership structure that remains unchanged. We have a large number of individual investors, 22% of clubs, funds and foundations, and 63% of institutional investors abroad. Our largest investors are Geração El Par, where we have Mr. Luis Barsi as the largest shareholder with 13.56%. Mr. Victor Adler and his brokerage house with 8.52%, top management with 1%, and treasury shares representing 0.0%. On slide 19, we focus on our compensation policy. In 2013, we had profits of 102 million, of which 72 million were paid out in dividends. Eternit continues to be one of the companies with the best return for shareholders among listed companies. The compensation for 2013 was of 80 cents per share, and this represents a yield of 9.9% a year. On slide 20, we look at share performance in the comparison between December 12 and February 14. Eternit's share prices moved up 2.5%. In comparison, Ibovespa fell by 22.7%. So we can see that Eternit's performance in comparison to Ibovespa was far superior. And if we take into account the dividend payout on interest on capital and considering our appreciation of 2.5%, shares would indeed have gone up by 11.6%. On slide 22, we'll spend a few minutes talking about Cresatil, the Brazilian mineral. Our activity is regulated by Federal Law 9055 and by Decree 2350, not to mention the regulatory standards on occupational health and safety. Those standards lay out the conditions for extraction, sales, transport of chrysotile mineral and all products that contain this substance. It's important to highlight that in 2001, the Supreme Federal Court ruled as unconstitutional the state laws of São Paulo and Mato Grosso do Sul. Those laws, they forbid the exploration and commercialization of any products containing asbestos. Currently, we have four laws in the states of São Paulo, Rio de Janeiro, and Rio Grande do Sul, and Pernambuco that restrict the use of asbestos in those regions. All of these laws are being challenged due to unconstitutionality, and they were filed by the National Confederation of Industrial Workers, CNTI, before the Supreme Court, and they are all awaiting for a ruling. So in relation to our last discussion, there is nothing new on this front. It's also important to underscore that on December 30, 2013, a law was passed in the state of Minas Gerais. However, with a term of 8 to 10 years before it comes into force. So therefore, this law provision will only come into effect starting in 2022 or 2023. Now, moving on to the topic of the public civil actions. The only thing new in relation to this topic that was broadly discussed, including through some specific conference calls, the only thing new that we have to share with you is that the Supreme Federal Court, through his rapporteur, and in a precautionary measure, suspended the two civil actions that are mentioned on slide 23, the São Paulo State Labor Prosecutors and the ABREA public civil action. So the rapporteur of the Supreme Court has suspended, as a precautionary measure, those two civil actions that were being appreciated by the São Paulo State Court. Additionally, in the opinion, the rapporteur has declared that those rulings should be, so the company filed a complaint before the Supreme Court challenging those two actions, and the rapporteur, as a precautionary measure, suspended the two public civil actions, and we have to wait for the next steps in the Supreme Federal Court. On slide 24, we would like to clarify that those public civil actions that were suspended by the rapporteur of the Supreme Federal Court have already been judged in 2004. It was a different civil lawsuit that focused on the same object and involved the same facts. And at the time, the civil action was ruled as without grounds, and the judge considered that Ited Nietzsche complied rigorously with all legislation regarding workplace safety and health regulations. And in September 2013, a final ruling was made in favor of the company. We therefore reaffirm our belief in the Brazilian legal system, and we expect that the technical and scientific evidence will be considered in the trying of these actions. On slide 25, as we have mentioned as one of our highlights, we are communicating to you our different acknowledgments. We received an award for Best Annual Report by Abrasa. It's not the first time we received this prize, and this is a sign that we are a company with high respect for accountability. We also received the Quality Award 2013 by the Capital Market Professionals and Investors Association. Well, in the following slide, we would like to say a few words about our new brand campaign. Probably a few of you have seen it. The campaign was launched in the second half of 2013. It's an advertising campaign with the slogan Eternit, the brand of the owl. It's now being, several commercials are being aired on the domestic TV's network, and we also are using digital and electronic media in several cities. The objective of the campaign is to communicate our company's new portfolio. On the following slide, we have information and the contact info of our investor relations team. Should you require any clarifications, our team will be more than happy to help you. Thank you very much.
Ladies and gentlemen, we'll now start. Please press star 1 to ask a question. If you'd like to ask a question, please press star 1. Our next question is from Anna Hartley Beagle.
I'd like to know what you see in terms of prospects for the domestic and export market in 2014, please. Anna, thank you for your question. We know that 2014 will be a challenging year, particularly talking about the domestic market. We have a few events scheduled to occur here in Brazil. These will pose a number of challenges to the economy, but following the historic growth standard of Eternit, when we look back over the last 10, 20 years, Eternit with good market conditions can outperform the industry. So we expect this to happen in 2014. In terms of the export market, only part of our production is allocated to foreign markets, which is part of the Chrysotile production volume. But our priority is really to supply 100% of the domestic market and export only the surplus. In 2013, we managed to supply 100% of the domestic demand, and we exported around 50% of our export volume. So we're talking about more than 80% of our activity geared at supplying the domestic market, which we believe, and, well, I believe the year will be a challenging one, but if the market helps, we expect to outperform the industry as a whole. More specifically on the domestic market, do you see weaker demand for construction materials, for low-income work or construction works or high-end construction works? And on the domestic market, you supplied 100% of the demand because the market grew less than expected. The domestic market has grown lightly, so supply to the domestic market was a result of the slight growth of the market itself, in addition to the fact that our mineral is more competitive on the domestic market. As regards roofing solutions, we operate with a high-end and low-income population. When we compare data, growth data in the year, we posted nearly a 6% growth. So this bears witness to the fact that when there is job creation and income distribution, our business, because it meets pent-up demand, performs very well. And the high end, in the high-end segment, we felt a slight drop to the tune of 2%. And this is totally justifiable by the growing debt among this population. Thank you very much. Our next question comes from Luiz Henrique Wickard from Solidus. Good morning. I'd like to hear specifically about the lower chrysotile export volume in the quarter. You talked about logistic difficulties. I'd like to understand better what happened in the fourth quarter. And also, if you could give us an estimate of what you failed to grow in the last quarter, and if you intend to recover that this year. Thank you very much for your question. Well, over the past years, we have managed to ship our export, our entire export volume within the same fiscal year. If you all recall, early last year, ports came to a standstill. And because of this stop, trucks queued outside port facilities, and we and other companies failed to be able to export, to ship our products. So we felt a reflex of this every quarter. And last December, we were left with a few tons. They were sold within fiscal 2013. But however, since we can only recognize revenue when the product is boarded on the ship, since we had no time to do that, because the trucks had difficulties getting to the ports, we could not recognize this revenue. And talking about gross revenue, this would amount to 14 million reals. However, in the following months, this revenue was recognized in January and February. It doesn't mean that in the first quarter of 2014, we will have a boost to revenue, because we will feel the same impact of volume sold that failed to be shipped within the quarter. Thank you very much.
Our next question is from webcasting. It's from Renan Santos Carvalhos. In relation to the logistic problems faced in 4Q13, do you expect an improvement in 2014, and what was the impact of this on the quarter's revenues? Rena, as I was saying, this impact was around 14 million in gross revenue, and just like in previous years, we expect to ship all of the chrysotil that was left standing. So we're going to work so that in 2014 we can close the fiscal year with everything that we sold already shipped. Our next question from the web is from Adjomar Perufo. Good morning. The investment in new business will focus on what type of activities? Thank you. Thank you, Adjomar, for your question. The investments slated for 2014 relate mostly to the Manaus site. This is a research and development center for construction material inputs that will be added to the company's portfolio. Our next question from the web comes from Marcelo Tavares de Farias. What's the participation of the asbestos mine in your revenues and net margins? In our net revenues breakdown, the mining company has a stake of around 30% overall. When you break down the margins, the mining operations are the most profitable ones in our portfolio. Well, there's another question that came in from the webcast, our participants from abroad. The question is about our market position vis-a-vis the competition. As I said, we have four main segments of activity: fine fiber cement, We are the market leaders, holding market share of around 31%. Our main competitor has around 18% of this market, and the other players are distributed or have, there are around 8 fiber cement manufacturers that are our clients in the mining company. We also have concrete roofing tiles in which our stake is of around 30%. We are market leaders. And the second largest competitor has around 8 to 10% in market share. And we have another 100 companies competing in this area. In chrysotile mining, we have a 15% market share. We are the third largest mining company in chrysotile in the world. And in sanitary ware, which is a new field of activities for us, we already have a leading position using still third-party capacity. But we already have surpassed traditional players in the segment. So those are our fields of activity and how we compare to the competition. Our next question is from Renato Santos Carvalho, also from the webcast. When do you expect to have the sanitary ware plant 100% operational, and what kind of revenues could it bring? Renan, as I was saying, the continuous furnace will be started up this week. We are currently in a trial phase with our equipment, a testing phase, and as you can see in our blog, we post some pictures of the equipment, and they are highly complex machines, large size machines. It's a very up-to-date and modern production line, and of course this requires additional testing. The equipment were sourced from different parts of the world, and after the testing phase we'll be able to 100% into operations. And by this I mean that we'll be in operations but not at full capacity. For that, we will need an adaptation, a ramp-up phase, so that we can reach and replace our imported volumes. And this will take place gradually. And as regards revenue increase, initially, we won't be seeing this because currently we have our revenue, but with a lower margin because we import our sanitary ware and sell it to the domestic market. With the start of the new plant and our own production, sales will be the same, but with a better margin because we won't be reselling sanitary ware. We will be sharing the margins with our partner in this JV. Excuse me, should there be any further questions, please press star 1. If there are no further questions, I would like to give the floor to Mr. Luz for his final remarks. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you have followed us and participated of our conference calls and public meetings, you are familiar with the achievements of the Eternit Group, such as the consolidation of Eternit as the largest and most diversified roofing manufacturer in Brazil. We'll start now a new phase in order to become the most diversified manufacturer of construction materials in Brazil. This, of course, tapping into the strength of the Eternit brand and the capillarity of its network of over 16,000 points of sales spread throughout the country. 2014, as I said, will be a challenging year, but if market conditions remain the same, we believe that we'll be able to keep up our growth track record and outperform the sector. I would like to thank you all for your interest and for participating in this conference call. And if you live in São Paulo, I hope to see you all in our meeting that will take place next Thursday at Eternit headquarters starting at 8:30 a.m. Thank you very much and have a great day. The Eternit conference call is now closed. We would like to thank you all for participating and have a great day.